as promised, we are joined right now by a kicker for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Four field goals, including the game winner in Sunday's win over Denver. The AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. 10 for 10 on field goals, 6 for 6 on extra points this season. The only kicker this year with more than 10 attempts without a miss. Jacksonville is 2-2. In fact, everybody in the division is. Jacksonville is at Carolina on Sunday. It is a CBS game. Josh Lambeau is my guest. Josh, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks. About yourself?
Good. Really good. Good to have you. So take me back to Sunday in Denver. Just under 3 minutes to go. You kick a field goal to extend the team's lead to 23-17. And then Denver scores the TD to take a one-point lead with about a minute and a half to go. You said after the game your reaction to the touchdown was, quote, sweet, looks like I got a game-winning kick in front of me, end quote. So I like that. At that point, knowing the confidence you have in your offense, what was going through your mind when you saw the offense go to work?
I was just excited that they kept on getting me closer. So I gave our special teams coach my, hey, I'm good from, you know, the low 60s. If we need a 63-yarder, then, you know, I'll be able to at least get it there. I don't know if I'll make it, but I'll get it there. You know, the wind was difficult to contend with, and so I just complimented all the wide receivers that just kind of tiptoed that line, got an extra few yards. Just thanking them for making that kick a lot easier than it could have been.
I was going to ask you about the wind because it was a 33-yard field goal attempt, but it was into 22-mile-per-hour winds. So when you go on the field, are you visualizing the kick, or maybe are you trying to empty your head of all thoughts? What's your process?
Yeah, so at the moment of the kick, I'm trying to be pretty I'm not trying to think about much other than my technique. I do go out before my warm-up, though, and I'll do like a visualization set before every game. So as soon as I get to the stadium, you know, 3.5-4 hours early, get changed, go out in the field, and I'll probably do maybe 6 to 10 just dry swing field goals going each direction. Same thing with kickoff, just to kind of get that visualization. I feel like if you can see it in your mind, you can do it with your body.
Josh Lambeau, right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But then when I get out there for the kick, I just try to go blank and rely on my muscle memory, my technique.
We're talking to Josh Lambeau. You know, you're not going to take all the credit for the win, of course, but when you kick the field goal that wins the game on the road, how do you describe what that feels like exactly? What is that like?
It's just sheer elation, you know, get to kind of celebrate with your buddies and with your teammates and, you know, makes that trip home, that plane ride a heck of a lot more enjoyable.
What's it like when you don't make that kick and you got to get on that same plane? Are guys picking you up or do they leave you to yourself? What's that like?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I did have one, you know, pretty noticeable miss that gave the Browns their only win in 2 years in Cleveland on Christmas Eve when I was with the Chargers, and I missed that last second kick and we lost, and that was a pretty lonely lonely place to be. But in terms of, you know, what the guys are doing, honestly, it just depends player to player. It changes. You know, some guys might mother F you. Some guys might say, hey, man, you're good. Some guys might say, hey, it's just a game. Let's get your head right and get ready for next week. I would prefer everyone to just kind of stay away from me. You know, I'm not going up to a guard. Hey, man, it's okay. You let up that sack. Don't worry about it. And so I just don't want guys doing that to me. But, you know, we have a really good locker room, really good group of guys, and so I trust everybody in this locker room.
Josh, that is such an awesome answer. I really respect that. I mean, will guys really MF you? I mean, it's one thing to think it, right? Will somebody actually come up to you and say that?
It certainly has happened in the past.
What's your response to something like that?
You can't have a response. I mean, something occurred like that my rookie year. I mean, I'm a new guy. This dude was a veteran, and it's just like, yes, sir, I'll do better next time.
Josh Lambeau joining us. I know without being there, I know a guy who would never, ever, ever do that because this guy is almost always one of the first guys to get to you when you make a kick, and that's Calais Campbell. And Josh,
yeah.
This is a huge Calais Campbell house. I cannot tell you how much I respect this guy and how much I like him. You've called him maybe the best leader you've ever been around. I can tell you get fired up talking about him. What makes him so special, and what's it like to have that kind of relationship with him?
You know, he just kind of has this charisma about him that he just draws you in. You know, you just his physical presence, his voice, the things that he says, it just kind of attracts people to him. He's a wonderful person. He actually like cares about his teammates. He wants to get to know you. You know, he wants to lift you up and encourage you. There was one point in the off season, I was recovering from a hernia surgery, and I just didn't have a lot in the tank that day. I'm here in the stadium doing rehab. Calais is up here working out. And I was like, Calais, man, I just don't got a lot today. He's like, hey, that's okay, man, but whatever you got, if you only have the 20%, you give all that 20%, and you give everything you got. Whatever you can give, whatever's available, you give it back. And I'm like, you know what, man, that's why you're our captain. You know, that's why he's the leader of this team, because he can just motivate you. And he did. I had a great rest of my workout that day. And I was actually able to regurgitate that conversation back to him during, I think, the Thursday night game against Tennessee. And he's like, you know what, man? Good. I got you. I got you. And he went out there and made a big play. And he and I just have a really cool, special, unique relationship. And I mean, he's one of the few people, when football ends, he's somebody I'm going to stay in touch with.
Jags kicker Josh Lambeau joining us. I understand that. To your point that he kind of makes you feel like you're the most important guy in the room. When I saw him last in the CBS studios in New York, I've had him on the show so many times, but I think that'd be the first time I'd seen him. Same thing, you know, a really brief encounter, but he makes you feel like you're the only guy in the room. It's really unique. Not many people can do that. You've made the point that a lot of kickers would probably rather be seen and not heard, but you're looking to bring your own juice, your own sauce. Where does that attitude and approach come from?
Yeah, I think that just comes from me being a part of this organization. You know, I think that was a big part of our success in 2017, is we had this swagger about us, and I feel like last year it wasn't really there. And I'm not saying it wasn't here the first couple of games, but I felt like we weren't where we needed to be to get the results that we wanted. So I was trying to hype guys up in the locker room. You know, trying to get guys going on the sidelines. I'm even maybe going up to other guys that have more influence on the team. I say, hey, man, we got to pick it up a little bit. It's a little too quiet. We need some energy, and let those guys do it. But I'm kind of in a fortunate, unique position where being the kicker, I get to kind of sit back and observe. And so I think that's a role that I can be pretty useful at, whether it's coming directly from me or not. I just, at the end of the day, my job is to help this team win, whether that's kicking footballs or encouraging guys. And you know, whatever we need, I'm certainly going to try and be that guy.
Or passing out books to the guys. For instance, last month you gave your teammates copies of Mindful Athlete's Secrets to Pure Performance by George Mumford. What did you get out of that book?
The biggest thing for me was just how to stay present in the current moment. You know, I would have these thoughts my first 2 years when I was with San Diego, trotting out there, just this kind of real negative self-talk. And I was screwed before I even went out there to make the kick. You know, the kick was already missed. And so this book has helped me focus on mindfulness, awareness of breath, you know, talking about, okay, instead of thinking about something, hypothetical, okay, you're going to miss this kick, you're not feeling great, okay, let me feel my lungs filling with air, let me feel my cleats in the ground, let me feel my helmet's a little bit tighter on the right-hand side. So you're staying in that exact present moment, so you're not allowed to focus or give your mind to anything else. And then, you know, same thing, if I'm still having those thoughts of doubt, I just focus on my technique. I don't let those thoughts come in anymore. It's, okay, what do I need to do to make this kick? I need to stay tall. I need to have a good, slow, smooth approach. I need to keep my eyes back. I need to swing through, finish down my target line. And if I do all of those things, the ball's going to go where it needs to go.
Josh Lambeau joining us. This is my favorite conversation about kicking ever, I think. You mentioned, I love it. It's so interesting. You mentioned the Chargers a couple of times. There's a story from back in the day when you were with the Chargers, Kobe Bryant came to camp. And I'm always fascinated, Josh, by the way other top athletes respond to Kobe. What do you remember about that visit, and what kind of things did you and he talk about?
Yeah, that was amazing, having Kobe Bryant come and talk to the team. I asked him the question, something along the lines of, I said, hey, Kobe, like, if you're, you know, have you ever had those kind of games where you're feeling like everything's right, you feel like your release is where it needs to be, you know, your mind is in a good spot, but the ball's just not falling, you know, how do you kind of adapt to that? And his response was, man, I just keep shooting.
Right.
Which I thought was awesome. He shared a story. I think he said he was 0 for 21 in one particular game. He said, but I made one three-point shot. And you know what three-point shot that was? The game winner. He's like, just because things aren't going your way doesn't mean you need to reinvent the wheel. Keep on doing what you know to do and do it. And it's going to work. Sometimes you're in a rut. Sometimes things happen. That's sports. That's athletics. But do what you know to do. I think a lot of kickers get in trouble when they have one miss. They try and reinvent the wheel. And they say, oh, man, maybe I need to do something different with my plant foot or different with my follow through. It's like, no, man, you just missed. Like, Tom Brady misses throws. You know, Mel Gordon's going to miss a hole to run through. Like, the best of the best are going to miss. You got to be able to have that short-term memory and move on.
Jacksonville Jaguar kicker Josh Lambeau joining me for a few more moments. You have to. Now, there's been a lot of talk, of course, about Jalen Ramsey and his future. As a teammate, how do you approach that in terms of caring for your teammate, but at the same time knowing it is a business?
You know, again, that's one of the benefits of being a kicker. You kind of get to stay away from all that stuff. But, you know, I've gotten to know Jalen over the past couple of years. You know, I'm a fan of the guy on and off the field. You know, in terms of the football side of things, I mean, I get it from both standpoints. I understand that there's a cap and there are certain restrictions, but I also understand that, you know, guys want to get paid while they can because it is. It's a brutal business, man. I mean, I'm a kicker and I'm hurting every week. You know, I can't imagine what these guys are going through. But, you know, I'm just trying to support him as a person, not, you know, not lean one way or another and just encourage him and build him up, you know, whatever that might mean to him. You know, if I feel like there's something that should be said to encourage him, then I'm going to go do it. I'm not going to stay away from him. I'm not going to shun him. I'm not going to do anything. For now, he's my teammate, and so I'm going to go about it as such.
All right, I got about 90 seconds. I have to ask you this. Now, you know how tough it is to carve out a career in the NFL as a kicker, but in the offseason, you signed an extension with Jacksonville. What did it mean to you to establish yourself to the point where you signed that extension surrounded by your wife, Megan, your two dogs, and you used a pen that your dad gave you more than a decade ago? What was that moment like?
It was really surreal, to be honest with you. You know, this whole football thing was honestly, it started off as a joke from my mom. I'd moved out of my house at 14 to pursue soccer with the U-17 national team. You know, by the time my FC Dallas career was over, I was 21. And I told my mom, I said, hey, I think I need to go back to college. She said, well, if you're going to go back to college, why don't you learn how to kick field goals and come kick for the Badgers and live with your mother up here in Madison? And, yeah, thank God my mom loved me enough to miss me because that's the only reason that I'm here right now. And so just kind of seeing all that hard work, the blind decision of completely changing careers. You know, one of my brothers told me it was stupid and I shouldn't do it. I should stay with football and – I'm sorry, with soccer. And, you know, so getting that extension with, you know, my wife and my dogs, like you said, that pen that has only been used for contracts my dad gave me, it was just kind of a massive – affirmation that I'm on the right path and I'm doing the right things.
That's awesome. Four field goals, including the game winner in Sunday's win over Denver. The AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, Jacksonville at Carolina Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, Josh Lambeau with the Jungle debut. Josh, great job. Really nice to talk to you, and I enjoyed that conversation. Thanks so much.
Yeah, me too. Thanks so much. Hope I get to get on again soon.
Oh, we'll do it for sure. That was fun. Josh Lambeau.